There are many prophets and apostles today. If you want to invite them, you will negotiate the terms. You will negotiate it. You know how they do it? It's either they charge you what you will pay them, or when they come, they make sure they move in power seriously, and then they call for seed. And then the formula will be stated. The man who called for the seed will take 60%, and the host will take 40%. So apostle is coming to raise money. In fact, sometimes the host will tell apostle, that woman will blow suit. She works with an oil company. The brother that is wearing brown shoe, that brother with brown shoe that has his skin cut. Yes, he's a big man. He has a telecommunication. Apostle will now come with fire. While he's preaching, he will say, you, this brother, come. There's a scepter with you. There's a scepter. God wants to. And now, because they have called brother out, his ego will rise. Apostle will use the altar to massage his ego. And then, brother, when apostle now said, I don't do this, but I feel God wants to shift people. God wants to shift people. I want somebody to come out and drop some seed. The brother will be the first to run out. You know why? He senses a connection to the apostle. But it's apostle and host that work the mathematics. He will turn to the woman and say, there's a grace on you, man. You, can I pray with you? Please. There's a grace on you. I'm seeing. I know you have seen some things. But hear me. In the next 3 months, that woman is already a millionaire. It's not your prophecy that made her. But there's an arrangement. And when apostle knows that he has gotten the audience where he wants, apostle will now take seed. The seed already has a sharing formula. And sometimes, you know why ministers fight? Because the host will keep quiet. It's his account the money is going to. When they collect the money finish, host will come and say, you see, man of God, there are some debts we needed to... You know how these things work. But don't worry, you will now see two servants of God now fighting. I will deal with you. Is it not my grace that brought the money? So the corruption is not only... See, the reason we are addressing this thing, we don't have any issue with anybody. I relate with all these people. But I know they want to corrupt the heritage of God. That's why when a music minister wants to go for a meeting, he's charging money. It's wrong. It's wrong. You were not doing it when you started. Why must you do it now? Because you feel there's a justification. You are putting money on divine realities. When did you stop trusting in God and now trusting in your analysis? And when it comes to music minister, you think it's right. Imagine if they told you that they invited me for a conference. And I said, you see, these messages, we have to refine them and put online. I need to come with some people and I pay them. Do you think I don't have staff? I have more than 40 staff on my payroll now. So it's not only the music minister that has staff. I have staff. So I'm going for a meeting. I'll now come and charge and say, listen, I have staff. I'm paying salary. And then I'm charging money, 30 million. You who is singing song for 10 minutes. And me who is preaching for 2 hours. Who is doing more work? Even the Bible said the elder that rule well is worthy of double honor. Not the one that sing. It said the one that labor in word and doctrine. So if you think the music minister deserve honor, I deserve more. I labor in word and doctrine. What if you now hear that apostles are now charging 30 million and 40 million? What will you say? Is it because we don't have staff? We have staff. It's corruption. Listen, if it was God that exalted your horn, just go. The people will honor you because of the honor God has put on your life. And don't tell me that there are people who have swindled you. Sir, I have traveled many times, not just to Nigeria, many nations. Do you know what it means to travel for 2 days to a nation? Preach for 3 days. And then when you finish, man of God tells you that we're having some challenge with account. No problem, I didn't come for money. And then after 1 month, man of God still sends you a message and says, sorry, there's challenge. I've seen it many times. So you are not the only person being deceived. But at the heart of it all, we know we are servants of God. We are not against honorarium. We are not against honoring people. But we are not merchants. We are not merchants. We are servants of God, whether music minister or preacher of the gospel. And so, you who is a preacher, nobody should coerce you or don't fall under the pressure of money and go to raise seed so that you can take your percentage. You are a wolf in sheep clothing. And you who is a music minister, don't go charging money to sing. You are not a performer. You are a worshiper. And don't allow the world tell us what is right from what is wrong. How many psalmists were charging money in the Bible? Are you the first psalmist? When Elisha said, go and get me a minstrel to sing, and he brought down the present. Did you hear that the minstrel said, I need to be paid 3 cowries? We are trying to force what is wrong to be right with mundane justifications. This is not a fight against anybody. We are all brothers and sisters. But we must address these truths so that the heritage, the purity of the heritage of God is preserved. We sing all their songs here because we know they are genuinely anointed. But I also know that a corruption is coming. Mammon wants to take over. Are you following? So fresh oil attracts God's blessings. Fresh oil brings influence, and fresh oil brings dominion. But fresh oil is a function of righteous living, because you love righteousness and hate iniquity. It said the Lord has anointed you with fresh oil.